Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency.
And thank you for tuning in. Today's show, we have back-to-back episodes of The Key. Like it says in the series, behind every door are stories, where each episode will take you through a door of mystery, thrillers, and suspense. And when you're done with this episode, please take a look around the archives, where I have hundreds of episodes of mysteries, thrillers, sci-fi, and more. And also, please follow and rate the podcast. It really helps out a lot. And with that, on with the show.
Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. And behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Elena, look who we have here. Look who has come to visit us.
Alexis. Alexis Chernovsky.
My dear Elena, how good it is to see you again. How very good.
But Alexis, you did not say you were coming. You did not give us warning.
Oh, I couldn't. I had so little time. These things happen suddenly.
Trouble?
Yes. Trouble. Much trouble. I will tell you about it.
Let me take your coat, Alexis. Your hat.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
But you should have told us you were coming. You could have had a bed. You could have stayed with us.
You are too kind, Herzog. Too kind. But I have arranged to stay elsewhere. I know you do not want to be troubled with another. It is hard enough for us to make our own living in a new country.
Oh, what nonsense.
Where have you been, Alexis? We have not seen you since... Oh, for so long. You have been in England always?
No, no, Elena. I arrived here but a few weeks ago.
Sit down, Alexis. Here, by the...
Most kind of you. And how have you been, Elena? How have you both been?
Oh, we are well. We are happy, in a way. But you have just arrived. How are things there?
Not good. Not good. We have labor troubles, and we have troubles with ourselves. We have trouble with other people, too. But you know about that. When you left, the country was... Oh, how shall I say it? Was unhappy, unsettled. You left. My friends, I think you were wise to leave.
If we had not, we would have never left. My friends who came out afterwards, they tell me that as we left by the back door, the police were coming in at the front.
So I believe. For myself, well, I had more time.
Time?
Herzog, my friend. At one time, I was in the government party, which, may we be forgiven, thought that you were unworthy to live. Now, I know better. Now, another government party thinks that I am unworthy to live. So, here we both are in England.
Full circle, eh? Alexis, mistakes in the past have nothing to do with the future. Political feelings run high in our country. Shall we say, in the heat of the moment, you thought I was wrong.
Now, in cooler-headed times, I think perhaps you were right.
Right or wrong, it does not matter. We are friends again. But what is this about a new government party? We have not heard of any government changes.
Oh, perhaps I do not explain myself well, Elena. The party to which I belong has not changed. It is I who have changed. My views are now different from the party in power. And it is safer to change one's views outside our country than inside. That is why I'm here.
Oh, then you have the same views as my husband now.
Precisely. The party to which I belonged made many grave errors. People were killed. There was suppression and confiscation of property, imprisonment. So I think to myself, a government making itself so hated cannot be a good government.
It is over. It is finished. We will discuss it no further. We understand. Politics make no difference when old friends meet. And what are you doing here, Alexis? Have you got a job?
Oh, a job is not so easy.
Oh, but you speak excellent English.
I will find work to do later.
Of course you will, Alexis.
It takes time to settle down in a new country. Things are different here. The government in power does not need to suppress the other party in order to exist.
It is what they call muddling through.
Not like our country. There we plan. If things go wrong, we stick to our plan no matter how stupid circumstances make it seem. As your party did, Herzog. They were determined. And determination always is its own destruction for human beings. Resist another's determination. Well, it is no good crying for what is past. Like that book of yours, Herzog.
Book? Oh, my political books are forgotten now.
Oh, the one I am thinking of is not. When they searched your house after you had left, they found it.
What? But I had no hidden books.
The one with all the names in it.
The names?
The names of all your party. At least I think it was that. We examined it, but it did not make sense.
Oh, that book.
That book.
What book was that, Herzog? When you said they would be coming for us, we destroyed everything, I remember.
Oh, it was a book I thought they would not find. To be true, I did not bother about it. It was a code. A cipher, it is called.
A cipher. One that cannot be decoded unless the one who would decode it has a key. Usually a sentence in a book or something like that.
And that one was impossible to decode without the key, so it does not matter if they did find it.
But are not your children there? Beyond mother? If they... the authorities were to find that out, surely they would use it to make you give them the key. I mean, ladies can have their property confiscated. They can become the charge of the state and be treated accordingly. And children? Children can be sent to state institutions. Those institutions we know about, eh, Herzog? I should think about it if I were you.
I have forgotten the key.
Have you? Then I should remember it.
Alexis, you have not changed your politics, have you?
Oh, yes. My party has disowned me. I had to fly. That is why here in England they have welcomed me.
They sent you here. You have come to get the key to that cipher.
You wrong me, Herzog. Of course. If I had the key, then I could inform them of it. That would only be a duty.
And the children? My mother?
For them, I cannot say. If the government were able to decode that book, I'm sure they would be grateful. They might even see to it that your mother and the children were given exit permits and allowed to travel to England.
You bargain? You come to our house as a friend and then you bargain?
My dear Elena, there's no bargain about it. I am quite sure the government would take what steps they think necessary in regard to the children. After all, they have been abandoned. They are now children of charity, the government's charity. Of course, I do not want to look on the black side or cause you unnecessary alarm, but the government be quite within their rights if the children were confined to the institution at Plutzow.
You won't do it. You can't. My children have no political meaning. They are children.
The sins of the father.
Alexis, you will go. You will go before I kill you.
Pause, my dear Herzog. Consider the position. Although you are in England, we consider you are still subject of our country. In the event of my demise and your absence from home, it might be legal for us to punish the children in place of you. And if it isn't legal, we will pass a law making it so. It is easy for us to pass laws. I see you get the point.
There's something I can do. There must be. Hmm? I will explain to the authorities here. I will go to the United Nations.
My dear Herzog.
I will denounce you. They will arrest you. I will tell them you are a spy, that you are still of the government in power.
Do so by all means. Unfortunately, though, my government has already publicly disowned me. In the face of what I think, the authorities here will not believe you.
There are thousands of us here. There are 100 free men within 50 miles of here. I will call them together. If we cannot think of some way to defeat you, we will try you ourselves and have you put out of the way as the dangerous beast you are.
Certainly, certainly. Oh, while you're about it, my dear Herzog, tell them, remind them, impress upon them that they themselves have so many relations and friends at home, their dear ones. Sisters, brothers, uncles, aunts, mothers, as you have. And I doubt they will be so militant as you. And if you do not like to remind them, I will.
Somehow I will beat you. Somehow I will kill you.
Threats. Oh, me, so many empty threats. Well, I really must be running along. As an ex-member of the government, I have many calls to make. Many people to see. It is amazing how eager they are to confide in me now that I have fallen from grace.
They will not be, not after they hear what I have to tell them.
Oh, yes, I meant to tell you. If you should spread any vicious lies about me to them, I shall have to instruct the home government to remove your mother to some safe place. For her own protection, of course. Well, goodbye. Goodbye, Elena. I'll call back about this time tomorrow. Think over what I've said, won't you? Parents and children are such a responsibility, aren't they?
What do we do, Herzog? He can't mean what he says.
He does. Though I don't know. Everywhere my mind goes, he's there.
We shall go back. We will have to go back.
For them to have us as well as our children?
We can't leave them alone. Not alone, not now.
No. I will go to them.
I too. Unless perhaps you give him what he wants to know.
Even if I do, there's no guarantee the children will be safe. I must go alone. I must somehow bring them here to England.
We'll go back together.
No. Alone, I might be able to do something. If you come, it will mean that they have us all in their hands.
You could say to Alexis, I will give you the whatever it is he wants, if you will bring the children here.
He would never agree. He would say, give me the key to the cipher, and then I will send your children to you. I will think about sending them. He has the upper hand. Whichever way you think or look at it, he has the upper hand. Passport, visa, yes, some money, and clothes. Yes, that's everything, Elena. I leave you now.
You must come back, you will.
Of course I will come
back. Darling.
What is this sadness? I'm going to my home. I will see my mother again, and I will see the children. I will not only see them, I will bring them back here.
You will, I'm sure you will.
Of course. Now, the bright smile, the confidence. We have had troubles, but we have lived and we will live again. All of us.
You said Alexis would be here for... Will you go with him? Is it wise to go with him?
He wants the key to the cipher. If I give it to him here, we will never see our children again. But if I go home with him and then give him the cipher, I have a much better chance of getting them away.
But they will have you there. They will try you and find you guilty.
There is hope. There is life. Now, it is arranged. Alexis comes here. We go back together. It is a triumph for him. He has me. He will have the cipher. Perhaps they will be lenient and let me have the children. But those names. The names of my friends. It would be another bloodbath. Elena, I cannot do it. I say to myself, in this world, one must be tough. One must take advantage of things. So long as we are happy, what matters the rest? That is the modern creed. No, I cannot do it.
The children.
A man cannot sell his own soul, not even for children. One moment, I think yes, and then I think no. I'm going crazy.
Alexis.
I will tell him. I will tell him no. No, I cannot do it. The passport, the tickets, they have gone. Go on, I tell him now. I cannot do it. I cannot do it.
My dear old boy, do what?
Oh.
No, I say confusion, what? Mistakes.
Who are you?
What you European old boy? Didn't know you were Scotch. Still, I'm very well.
I'm sorry I get the drift, but I do not understand.
And my dear old boy, isn't that the way with all of us? I'm Brown. Not Sam Brown or Browned Off, but Brown. Of the Home Office, don't you know?
No?
The British Home Office. I'm a public servant. You know, like the village pump. Anybody can use me. And they do, old boy. They do.
Oh, won't you come in?
Oh, thanks. Drafty's standing, huh? Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
My wife, Mr. Brown. Now, will you please explain? I am getting used to the British way of life, but not to the British themselves.
Oh, well, it's perfectly simple. We heard you'd applied for a passport and a visa to visit your old home. So I tottered along to find out what it was all about. Not that you have to tell me. We're curious, that's all.
I wish to return for private reasons.
Mr. Brown, you are English, so you would not understand.
Well, being English means that I'm pretty dumb, but being dumb doesn't mean you can't understand. I understand a fellow called Alexis Chernovsky called on you.
Him?
He has nothing to do with England.
Oh, he has, old boy, he has. Matter of fact, we've been sort of chasing after him. Using the fox as a hound.
Please, I do not understand. We wish to be alone.
Look, I know it's a frightful cheek of mine, poking my nose into your business, but you've got a couple of children in your own country, haven't you?
Yes.
Ah, always trouble there. Give them a lever. Well, I mean, after all, if you're here, you're sort of under our protection, aren't you?
There's no protection. There's no...
A moment, Herzog. Go on, Mr. Bond.
Well, we happen to know that Chornovsky Bird, he's a bit of a rat. Confused in my metaphor, I know, but you get the general trend.
Yes, yes, go on.
He's here under two flags. Pretending to be the one, really the other.
If you know that, why don't you arrest him?
Difficult, old thing, you know. Being more or less a free country means it's free for one type, and it must be free for another. After all, this Chornovsky is not actually breaking any of our laws. Visitors aren't prohibited, you know.
Please, please, you talk, you talk, you do nothing.
But you would help us if you tell us what he's really up to.
Elena, you know what he can do. If we tell this man, you know what can happen to our children.
One cannot fight threats by doing nothing.
All right, tell him.
He came here. He wished to find out
a key to a cipher.
A key to a cipher. At home they found the book. They could not read it unless they had this key, which only my husband knows. It contained the names of his friends, men whose lives are not safe should they be known. Chornovsky said if my husband did not give him this key, our children would suffer. My husband thought... Then he thought he would go to our country with Alexis. Perhaps he would be able to save our children. And then he decided he could not do this to his friends. When you came, he had decided not to go.
I see. And that reminds me of the war. We have quite a neat gimmick, quite simple. We had a code, of course, a cipher and a key. But this key was a cut above others. As a matter of fact, it had three separate outcomes. Enemy would bash their brains out trying to break it. And when they did, there'd be three messages all saying different things.
I do not see what this has got to do with us.
Just chatting, war memories, you know. Bit of manipulating, and you can do it with any code. Especially if you have one to work on. And I'll take your cipher, old boy. What's the key?
You expect me to tell you?
Well, I hope you might. Well, never mind. I'll say it's any old key. D-I-P-S-O-P-X-T-O-J. Pronounced Dipso-Pultage.
Mr. Brown, we have great troubles. We have everything happening to us. Please, please go. We have no time for English jokes.
No joke, old boy. And lady. It just so happens that Dipso, what have you, is the key to a cipher. I've just made it up. It's mathematical. You take one letter less in the alphabet for each letter. So D becomes C, I becomes H. And if you go right through, you'll find it spells Chornovsky.
Chornovsky? Alexis Chornovsky?
Yes. And if you take your key and the first cipher name in your book and rearrange your key a little, you could make that Chornovsky. And that, you know, would embarrass the rat. Oh, well, I'll have to be running along. Hope I see you later. When you come back. Toodle-pip. Remember, all you need for a bigger rat is a bigger trap.
That man is mad.
Mad? Yes. But madness is its own sense.
The book, Herzog. All the names. Now we'll go in next door where the public prosecutor and some of my colleagues are waiting.
My children, my mother. If I give you the key, are they at liberty to leave with me?
Of course, of course.
You will do nothing to stop us.
Do you mistrust me?
Yes.
Why should you? Give me the key to the cipher of this book, and you are at liberty to walk away.
You will get it.
Good. You show sense.
When we leave, my children and my mother.
You, my dear Herzog, are not in a position to bargain. You are in a country, your home, to be sure. But you are no longer a citizen of it. Beyond that door are guards. Your children are still here. Unless I have the key now, you will be shot and your children will never know freedom.
I knew I couldn't trust you. The key, written on pieces of paper and enclosed in envelopes, now awaits in a town just across the border. I have given instructions, should I not return by tomorrow, those envelopes are to be posted.
But you know the key. You have it in your head. And we have methods to get it out of your head, should you feel disinclined to reveal it.
The envelopes are addressed to the president and to all members of the council.
So?
You might be able to stop one or two reaching their destination. But a number of those envelopes would get to the people I wish to get them.
My dear Herzog, I detect a certain amount of threat in your tone.
I am threatening. When my children and my mother and I are across the border, I will give you the key.
You will give it to me now.
You insist?
I do.
Very well, Alexis Chernovsky. You make squares on a piece of paper. Like this. As though it were a crossword puzzle. So. Now, here you write these letters at the top. And here you write figures. 1 to 26. Diagonally across, you write the alphabet from corner to corner.
Oh, very elaborate.
So you could not break it. You take the first word in the book. The first name.
Excelsioros.
Good. E is the fifth letter of the alphabet. We take five here.
Huh?
E at the top, and they meet at C. C is the first letter in that name. Perhaps you would like to do the rest, huh?
X is the 19th. 19 and X, they meet at H.
Oh, very clever. You are an apt pupil. The name starts with CH. Go on.
C is the third, 3, and C give all.
Excellent, excellent. CHO, go on.
Next one is Chor.
Go on.
Chorn.
You have got so far, you might as well finish the name off for yourself.
Hmm?
Important names, Chornovsky. Enemies of your state. Names of men you have sworn to liquidate.
Chornovsky. Chornovsky.
Well, Alexis, do we go through and tell the president, the public prosecutor?
I have never been an enemy of this government.
Perhaps not, but this book says so. The key to the cipher I gave you says so. Now, about my children. If you give orders for them to be rushed to the border with my mother and then myself, you will be in time to have those envelopes stopped. If not, you have a hard time explaining your name in this book.
Herzog, I never had any intention of stopping you or your family.
No, no, of course not. Well, either you agree or I take the book and the cipher next door.
Oh, I agree.
Herzog! Oh, Herzog, you are back.
The children and mother will be here soon. Oh, now, this is not a time for crying, Elena.
Let me hold you.
And Lena and Pietro, they're all safe. They will be coming soon.
But Chornovsky, the cipher.
Oh, that man, the crazy, wonderful Englishman Brown. We have him to thank. At first, Chornovsky would not let me see the children and mother. So I showed him one key which would decipher our code. And it put his name at the head of the list. He then agreed it would be best if I just had my family by me. I promised him then he could have the real key. He came back across the border with us, and I gave him another key. Useless, of course. But Chornovsky will still find his name on the list, under the heading of Underground Courier. So the rat is now a runner.
Oh, you are safe. The children are coming. Nothing else matters now.
Oh, Elena, the English do not kiss with the doors open.
Close the door. Close it quickly.
A closing door finishes a story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by the key.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Oh, good morning, sir. $50. You want to cash this check, sir?
Sure.
I'm sorry, I don't recognize the signature. Are you a customer of this branch of the bank?
As of now, I am.
Oh, if it's a new account, I'm afraid
just
I'll have
do
to...
Just do nothing. Just keep quiet and keep smiling.
What?
Under this coat, over my arm is a gun, pal. And the same right at your heart. Now keep calm and push your door over here. And smile, act normal. One step out of the line, you're it.
Oh, sure, sure. Here.
Not that, the big stuff.
No.
That's better. Don't look so sick. Nothing's going to happen to you. If you just be a good boy.
You can't get away with this.
Come on, come on. I don't have all day. Why are you stupid?
I didn't do anything.
I warned you, you come.
Hey! Hey, you stop! Please, help!
Miss Perino, you say you didn't see the man's face at all.
No, no, he had his arm up around his face. I couldn't see anything but his eyes. He was holding his overcoat over the arm.
Would you be able to identify him if you saw him again?
No, I wouldn't.
I see. Miss Perino, the bank accountant who ran out of his office when he heard the shots, has told us that the gunman did not put his arm up over his face until he'd come face to face with you.
Well, he's mistaken. The man's face was covered.
Look, Miss Perino, there's nothing to be afraid of. We have reason to believe that there were two people who saw the face of the hold-up man. One was the teller who handed the money to him and then pressed the alarm button. That man, the teller, was shot down in cold blood by the gunman and he's dead. The other person we believe capable of identifying the killer is you. And I shouldn't have to remind you that if you cannot help us, the killer may never be brought to justice. It's therefore your duty to do everything you can to help us.
I'm sorry. I told you all I know.
Think, Miss Perino. You must have caught a glimpse of his face.
No, I didn't.
Miss Perino, you are not telling the truth.
Captain, please. Angela cannot help you. You're making her scared. Angela is a good girl. She would help you if she could. Wouldn't you, Angie? Hmm?
Please. I don't know anymore. Let me go.
Oh, okay. You can go home. Please, me too, Captain. I'm our uncle. She lives with us. Mama will be worried about this.
Okay. Get out of here, both of you.
Thank you. Come on, Angie. Don't cry. We go home now.
I'm all right.
Oh, Miss Perino, if you happen to remember that you can identify the killer, you know where to find me.
Sure, Captain. We know, sure.
Well, what do you think?
Sure seemed upset about it. Like maybe she recognized the hood, but wasn't telling.
Yeah. Yeah, but why? Doesn't look the type to be on speaking terms with a killer. Tell you what, Al, get me a rundown on her. Family, background, acquaintances, a lot.
Will do. What about the old guy? You said he's her uncle.
Yeah, him too. The girl lives with him and his wife.
Yeah, what's the name again?
Oh, it's here someplace. Vitelli, Giuseppe Vitelli.
Vitelli? A funny thing.
Hmm?
The name rings a bell.
So?
No, can't get a fix on it. There must be dozens of Vitellis in town.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get checking on this one. Let's hope you come up with something. It'll be about the only lead we have.
I tell you, Mama, it was the most terrible thing. The poor little Angela, she nearly bumped into him. I was writing my check at the table, and I did not see it. You know I do not see too good, and I must write slow.
I keep telling you, Papa, you should see the eye doctor.
I tell you, I am glad I did not see good today. I look up when I hear the gun go off, but all I can see is this man with his back to me. He has a hat on, and all I can see is the back of him. He turns to run, and Angela is just going up to the counter, and she is right there in front of him. And she screams when she sees him, but he puts his arm up over his face so she cannot see it.
And she said he had his arm over his face all the time.
She's a good girl, Mama. The police captain, he was very angry with her, but she's a good girl. She would help him if she could.
Of course she would help the police if she could. She's good, that one. She has been like a daughter to us all these years.
Yes, yes, like a daughter. It was terrible that Mario and Francesca should both die so young. But their going brought little Angela to us, Mama. She's such a good girl.
I hope she will rest. I gave her one of my pills. The ones the doctor gave me for sleeping.
Yeah, she will feel better in the morning. You know, Mama, there is only one thing.
Yes, yes, you are always saying.
And why not? Why should I not want to see our little girl married to some nice boy?
When she is ready, she will marry.
Yeah, that DeMarco boy, he's a good one. And I think Angela likes him.
She likes him, and he is a good boy. He is a good worker, and he will do well. But Angela always waits for Niccolo. You know that, Papa.
I know it, but I do not like it.
You do not like that Angie should marry your own son? What are you saying?
It is not that. But Nicky is not here. He has been gone 2 years. He will go and make a lot of money, he says. But how, Niccolo, I say, how? Never mind, Papa, he say. I will come back with a pocket full of gold, you see. Yeah, maybe. But he is still not here.
He is a good boy. Smart, too. He will do well.
I think Angela should marry the DeMarco boy. He's a good worker. And Angela is very fond of him. And he is here.
But she's in love with our Nicky. Now, come to bed, Papa. It is very late. Come to bed.
Angela, are you awake?
What? Who's there?
Angie, it's me, Nicky.
Nicky, what are you...
Shh, quiet. You wake Mama and Papa.
Nicky, you shouldn't be here. No.
The fire escape. I'm glad you don't lock your window. Well, aren't you pleased to see me? It's been a long time, Angie.
Has it?
I've been gone 2 years.
Funny. I could have sworn I saw you in the bank only this morning.
But you didn't, Angie. You didn't swear you saw me. You didn't tell the cops.
No. No, I didn't tell anyone.
Why didn't you?
Oh, Nicky, you've got to get out of here. They'll be looking for you.
No, they won't. Because only you can identify me. And you told them you couldn't see my face. I read it in the afternoon papers.
Oh, Nicky, how could you? You of all people, you shot that man.
I had to see you. I had to tell you about that. I couldn't bear the thought of you...
That I might change my mind and tell the police?
That you might hate me. I'm in love with you, Angie. I always have been.
Oh, how can you talk about love, Nicky? A man's dead. You killed him.
I couldn't help it. It was an accident. He tried to grab me through the grill. The gun I had was an automatic. It goes off very easy. I never meant to use it on him or anybody. I swear I didn't.
But how can I believe that? You ran.
I panicked, that's all. I was scared, but when I cooled off, I realized there was only one thing to do. Come back and give myself up.
You've been to the police?
Not yet. But I'm going to see them. I had to see you first.
I don't know what to think. It's all so... Oh, Nicky, I've hoped and prayed you'd come back someday, but not like this. How could you try to rob a bank? Papa's always talking about the time you said you'd come back with a bucket full of gold. Was that the gold you meant?
I got 10,000 bucks out of that bank.
Where is it?
Safe.
Nicky, you can't use a penny of that money.
No, no, of course not. I'll hand it over to the police when I give myself up. Oh, Angie, I've been a fool, such a fool. Oh, this is a terrible mess. That poor guy's dead. I never meant him any harm. I never meant to harm anybody. It was just that everything I'd planned hadn't worked out. I've had a run of out since I left home. I felt I couldn't come back empty-handed. I was just going to do this one job.
It was wrong, Nicky, terribly wrong.
It was wrong for you not to tell the cops about me, but you did it. You kept quiet.
Yes, I know that was wrong, too. Now I'm glad you've come. See, you must give yourself up. Otherwise, I'd have to tell them. Nicky.
Yeah, now, take it easy, huh? Everything's going to be all right. I made a bad mistake. I guess I've made plenty. Leaving you in the first place was bad enough. Anyway, now I'm going to take my punishment. Maybe if I give myself up and they realize I didn't mean to kill anybody, I'll get off with a year or two in prison. When I come out, maybe I can make a fresh start.
Listen,
I can take it, honey. As long as I know I've got you. That's why I had to come here first. I had to know you loved me in spite of everything. I'd always wanted to come back and be your big hero. Yeah, yeah. The big hero you'd be proud to marry.
Oh, Nicky, you know I've always been in love with you. I've waited long for the day you'd come back.
Oh, honey, I love you so very much. Yeah. Better now?
Oh, Nicky, I can't help it. I love you.
If only we could... Say, why not?
What, Nicky?
Honey, maybe you think I'm crazy, but why not let's get married right away? Just as soon as I can get a license.
Married? But Father Baccini, he wouldn't...
Oh, no, no, the church wedding can wait. We can go through that later. With all the trimmings. I mean, just a civil marriage. Just let's make it legal and keep it to ourselves till it was all over.
You mean not tell anyone?
Yeah. Not even Mama and Papa. Not till afterwards.
Oh, no, they'd be hurt. I couldn't do that to them. Nicky, they've been like a mother and father to me. I couldn't...
Darling, you make it sound like you don't really want to marry me.
Oh, you know it's not that.
Look, honey, I've got a pretty terrible time to go through. All that business of a trial and everything. I've got to know you're mine. Got to have that to hold on to keep me sane. You do love me, don't you? Tell me you do, honey.
Oh, yes, Nicky. I love you so very, very much. Oh, Nicky, hold me. Hold me close.
Take it easy, honey. Everything's going to be okay. Yeah. Everything's going to work out just swell.
I tell you, Captain, that is all we know.
She left a note, that is all. She has gone suddenly to visit her father's sister.
Uh-huh. Funny thing to just go off like that without saying goodbye.
I keep telling you, she left this note. I do not understand all this fuss. She will be back in a couple of days, she says.
She needs a rest, Captain. All this shooting business, it made her very upset.
Yeah, I guess so. This relative of yours, Mrs. Vitelli, can you let me have her address?
Yes, I can, but why do you want it?
Well, I may need to get in touch with Angela Pereno quickly. I'd just like to know where I can contact her at short notice.
I will write the address down for you. Wait, I'll get the pencil and paper.
Please, Captain. Haven't you asked enough questions? Angela has told you all she knows.
Has she? What about you, Mr. Vitelli?
Me? I do not know anything. I told you I did not see the face of the man in the bank. I knew.
You have a son, don't you, Mr. Vitelli?
A son? Sure, I have a son. Niccolo. Everybody knows that.
Has he been around lately?
No, I have not seen him for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. What's he doing these days?
Doing? I do not know what he is doing, but Whatever it is, he will be doing it well. He's a clever boy, Nicky.
Uh-huh. You haven't heard from him or of him for the last 2 years, huh?
No. But I don't understand all this. Why do you ask me questions about Nicky?
You wouldn't know, I suppose, that he's been in jail.
In jail? Did you say in jail? Our Nicky?
Yeah. Not here, over the border. Broke into a drugstore, stole a few dollars and some goods.
Nicky? Our Nicky, a burglar, a thief? Oh, no.
Here you are, Captain. I have written down the address where Angela is.
Thanks, Mrs. Vitelli. Well, I'll be going. If you happen to hear from your son, Mr. Vitelli, I'd appreciate you letting me know. Do that?
Yes. Yes, of course. I let you know.
Thanks.
What's he say about Nicky? Papa, what's he say about our boy?
There must be some mistake. Not a Nicky. He wouldn't do a thing like that. He's a good boy.
Do a thing like what? Papa, what are you saying? What has Nicky done?
The captain said Nicky is a thief. He has been in prison.
What? Oh, no. Not our Nicky.
Mama, Mama. What have we done that such a thing should happen?
I don't believe it. There is some mistake. Surely there is some mistake.
Hello? Giuseppe Vitelli speaking. Angela, where are you? What are you... But... Angie, it can't be. Angela, wait. Hello? Hello? Up.
It was Angie?
Yes. No, I don't know what to think. She said she would explain it all tonight. They are coming here tonight.
They?
Angela and Nicky.
Nicky?
Mama, what to think? What to think? Angela and Nicky are married.
Don't you have a big kiss for your little boy? Especially now he's got himself married.
Nicky, it is all so... Oh, of course, my son. There. And Angela, a little girl.
Mama, we wanted to tell you, but... Well, we just felt it was best to get married right away.
But where did you get married so quickly? I don't think Father Pacini would like this.
Oh, we're going to see Father Pacini later. We'll have a church ceremony, of course.
But how... You have not been married in church?
It wasn't time, Mama. The justice of the peace married us.
The justice of the peace?
It's legal.
Legal? Who cares for legal? You marry in the church, no other place.
Mama is right, Nicky. This is not a good thing you do. I tell you, you worry us, my son. We hear things we do not like about you, and now you do this thing. Angela, we had wanted something better for you.
Just a minute. What's this about things you hear?
I was speaking, Niccolo. You have not kept your good manners since you go away.
Manners? I'm supposed to worry about manners when you start accusing me of something I haven't done?
I did not accuse you of anything, Nicky. But I am told you have been in prison.
Nicky?
That? It's nothing, forget it.
Nothing? Madonna, nothing that our son is called a thief? Nothing that he has been in prison? Oh, Niccolo. 2 years ago, you left this house with my blessing, and you said you would return with your pockets full of money. You were going to be rich and successful.
Rich and successful? Okay, how about this? Here, my valise. Take a look at it.
Your valise? What is in it?
Nicky, no. Papa, don't open it.
What's the matter?
Go ahead. Take a look at that pocket full of money I brought you. Okay. I'll open it for you.
What is in it? I don't...
What is it? Let me help.
Nice. $10,000. $10,000, you hear? Well, is that a pocket full of money or isn't it?
Nicky, you shouldn't have...
Why not? It's mine, I got it.
Yours? Nicky, you don't know what you're saying. You promised...
That was yesterday.
Yesterday? Nicky, what are you saying?
Niccolo, where did you get so much money?
I picked it up. What's the difference? I got it.
You did not get it by honest work. Not so much money.
Tell them, Nicky.
It's mine. It's staying right here in this valise. So don't you or anybody get any different ideas.
Nicky, you can't do this. You promised you'd give yourself up. You must. There's no other way.
That's what you think.
What is going on? What is everybody talking about? I don't understand.
I will go.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Vitelli. Sorry to trouble you again, but the man I've had watching this place has reported that you have some interesting visitors.
The police?
Well, I don't know. It's, if you don't mind, I'll just join you for a while. Good evening, Mrs. Vitelli. And I guess you're Nick Vitelli.
It's a crime, is it? What do you want, copper?
Well, Miss Pereno, you get around. Or do you? Mrs. Vitelli gave us an address you were supposed to be visiting, but you haven't been there, have you?
No.
It's not Miss Pereno anymore, copper. It's Mrs. Vitelli. I object to you asking my wife a lot of personal questions.
Your wife?
Sure. We were married yesterday. Any objections?
Plenty. Look here, Miss Pereno, or Mrs. Vitelli, if that's what it is. There are a few things I want to talk over with you. I don't know if you realize...
Maybe you don't realize, copper, that under the laws of this state, a wife cannot testify against a husband. That's something any cop should know, even one with flat feet like you.
Listen, Vitelli, you're just...
Testify? What is testify? Why does everybody talk the double talk?
Nicky, you have done something? Something bad, huh?
I'd say murder was pretty bad, wouldn't you, Mr. Vitelli?
What?
Murder! What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that your son is the man who robbed the local bank and shot a man dead doing it. And I'm saying that your niece saw him in the bank and recognized him.
Niccolo, my son. This is not true. Say it is not true. Say it. You do not say it. You do not.
Shut up. Keep out of it.
Too late. Too late.
You, copper. Get out of here. Get out of here. You got nothing on me and you know it. Just as you know my wife can't testify against me in any court. Get your things, Angela. We're leaving.
That's why you married me. So I couldn't identify you as a killer. You don't love me. You never have.
Niccolo, I must have the truth. Did you do this terrible thing? Answer me.
What do you think? Don't expect me to answer a lot of questions in front of a cop. Work it out for yourself.
Murderer. My son, a murderer.
Now cut that out.
Niccolo, you are a bad, wicked boy. A wicked, evil man. Murderer, murderer. My son, a murderer.
Stop it. Stop it, I tell you. Stop it. Okay.
Mama! You animal. You hit your own mother. Your own mama who bore you, loved you, raised you from a child. You'd strike your own mama!
I told her not to hit me. Nobody hits me, nobody.
What a hero. What a big, wonderful guy. Proud of your husband, Angela?
Mama, are you all right?
Never mind, Angela, never mind.
Okay, tough guy, what now? You may be running out of women, but the next move is up
no,
to you.
No, Captain. Next move is up to me. I wish to go with you to the station house. I wish to make a statement. I wish to say that I was confused. I had a bad memory, but I'm all right. I remember seeing his face. The face of the killer. I remember. I saw him very clearly.
No, Papa, no.
Yes, I saw him. I saw him very clearly. He's standing there. And the killer is my son.
You're crazy. You were behind me when...
Papa, please do not know.
I saw him. He was there. He's the one with the gun. He killed a man. He's a wicked man, but... He would strike his own mother. A murderer. My son, I saw him do it with my own eyes. I will testify.
Take it easy, Mr. Vitelli. Nicky, I guess we better take a little ride.
I'm not going anywhere. Nobody move.
Nicky,
don't be a fool, Nick. Put that gun away.
I'm no fool. Don't worry about that. My own father. Perjuring himself to send me to the death cell. That's just great. I'm supposed to be proud of my parents, huh? They sure are fond of me. I can see that. Well, anybody makes a move...
Grab him, Joe.
Nicky! Nicky! Oh, my boy.
I'm sorry I had to do that. He might have... Mr. Vitelli, Angela... Well, it'd have to be one way or another. This was the only end of the road for Nicky. Maybe this way was better than the other.
I could not have done it. I could not have testified.
I'll go call an ambulance.
Thank you.
Closing Door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by... the key.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.